hosting the Hangouts on Air high tech audio cue. We're on.
I hope so.
This is
reminding
live.
Us that I'm 10 minutes late and we're just getting started.
This Hangout is live. I know. See, I actually scheduled a Facebook appointment post to go on 5 minutes saying that we're going to be on in 5 minutes, so I wouldn't even have to worry about it. And I look at you. Come on, Jason. What's going on? You know. All right. Well, it's about time. Let's just get to the beer. How's that sound?
I like that.
Okay. I thought the cork was going to come out. Now I've got to...
Boop. There we go. There's the sound. And that reminds us that you're watching the pre-show, the intro, if you will, of Pints and Pairings with Curtis Taylor and Jason Hendrick from Everybody's Hungry.
Hi, everyone.
And we're excited to get this evening kicked off. It's going to be a great one. We've got a Prairie Artisan Ale to start for this show. And for Prairie Artisan Ale, you can find them at prairieales.com. This is their Prairie Hop.
The Prairie Hop. It's a Saison. Imagine that.
Nothing better to start the evening than a Saison.
And it smells wonderful already. So, you know, we've been, the last time we were in here, I think we had slippers on and we were.
You had slippers on.
Sweatshirts and long sleeve shirts. And now it's like 80 degrees. So the time changed. It was light when you got here, which is kind of unusual. I don't know. It must be spring. There's a fruit fly.
It shows the season is kicking in. Like the wildlife is awake and ready to go now.
Southern California wildlife. I know. We were just talking. My wife and I were just talking this weekend about how the difference in one of the best parts of living in Southern California is the absence of flying, biting insects.
Flying, biting anything.
Right. And so it's so nice to be here. And I'd stopped by a friend's house here in the neighborhood. And there were some mosquitoes hanging around the door. And I'm like, what's going on? Well, right next door to them is this person who has this English-style garden thing going on. But they've got this giant pot of water, just stagnant water.
No, and, that's a breeding ground.
I know. That wouldn't fly. There would be.
Oh, intended.
I know. There would. I would be dropping just a tiny bit of bleach into that water every time I walked by. Just, I'm like, please
clean it up, lady.
We don't need the mosquitoes.
You know, speaking of breeding ground, though, we're hoping for lots of comments and suggestions tonight and feedback for the Pints and Pairings show. You can find us with hashtag Pints and Pairings or at hashtag Beer Suggestioneers, because again, we are your beer suggestioneers, trying to bring great food and beer together in a comfortable way and an exciting way for a little bit of fun. Where's this beer from that we're drinking, Curtis?
This is from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Can you believe there is this kind of beer coming out of Oklahoma?
Actually, Prairie Artisan Ales, they're the ones that do the Bomb Stout, right?
I don't know.
Let's double check. I think it is because Bomb Stout is a beautiful beer, and I actually have a couple of those in my closet.
What's the label look like in here?
Beers. Yep, there it is. Imperial Stout aged on coffee, cacao nibs, vanilla beans, and chili peppers. I've got last year's Bomb and this year's Bomb.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to win an opportunity to purchase a Bomb, a Prairie Bomb from
is what you were just had the other night, or the other day I saw you.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, the website, it's a little difficult to navigate on the fly here because you've got to kind of
pick your bottle and read the label.
But you know, this is it's a Saison and it's with Simcoe and Citra hops. Okay, so here's my thing: is I really Belgian beers.
Here's my thing:
Belgian beers that use American hops are usually just way too whatever. You know, they've got this funky farmhouse ester going. And then you throw in the sometimes bubble gum or dank hops, you know, in there. And it hardly ever works, especially when somebody says, oh, this is a Belgian triple IPA. No, I always walk into that just real tenderly.
Yeah, skeptical from the beginning.
The grassiness and the farmhouse, the grassiness of the hops, you know, they're talking about some mango and some peach in there. A little bit. I can kind of pull that, but it's more grassy for me. And
yeah,
it works. It works really well. I really enjoy it.
You know, they have some really good beers, though. in their lineup. I've had a few others as well. I'm interested about this American farmhouse ale that they have on the site, though, called America.
America.
Just based on today's trends, I think that would be a fun one to share in a group. But we have a local watering hole, if you will, that you like to get your beer from and that is a sponsor of the show in the Village Commons Market.
231 231 Village Commons Boulevard.
And that's where this bottle's from, right?
Actually, this is not. This is from my neighbors. They brought it. They were on their
little,
they were on
little
some,
local generosity from the neighborhood.
They were on some travels and they picked it up in Texas. They were also nice enough to bring back some Austin beers, but
very nice.
But you know, this one just happens to be a gift, and so I thought, you know what, it's been sitting here way too long because I think they gave it to me last October maybe, and I've just been sitting on it. And I gotta
it's sitting nice considering it's from October.
I gotta get this out. Now that said, this would be something that if any of the distributors around here can get. The Beer Cave would be happy to oblige, you know.
Sammy over there is running a pretty flexible ship. When he can get beer in, he will. You know, if it's available to him and you ask for it, then he'll bring it in. Again, that's the Village Commons Market on Village Commons Boulevard, right?
231 Village Commons Boulevard in Camarillo, California. And that's just whether it's the Beer Cave or it's your favorite beer place, that's the mark of a good beer retailer. You know, they're listening to you, they want to try and get you to come back in, and that's why you need to support them too. So we're happy that they're our sponsor, and I mean, I spend plenty of my disposable income there as well outside of the show.
We're gonna gush it for a few minutes if you don't mind. Since we're talking about sponsors, let's talk about our latest endeavor, our newest partner for Pints and Pairings.
This is pretty exciting, and it just goes to show any would-be podcaster out there that if they pick their co-host right, that if you really do a good job of picking your co-host, don't go pick some lazy ass. You know, find somebody who's actually going to do some work, and look what happens now. But in all truthfulness, this is what Jason, this is your baby, you know, and I'm excited to see what happens and the collaboration that we're getting.
And I think we're leaving people on the edge of their seat. So I talked to Yuri today and he said, yeah, go ahead. We're still waiting on signature for the paperwork, but everything's verbally approved and he's as excited as I am. So I'm happy to announce that the Neptune Glassworks and Neptune Glassworks Studio down in Los Angeles is going to be the newest Pints and Pairings partner and sponsor. And part of why I'm excited about it, one, I reached out to him kind of on a whim. I found him on a Google search, and that was not an earthquake. That was just Curtis bumping the camera.
Just because I like to kick things.
If you're watching online or you're watching the playback via YouTube. But I reached out to him on a whim through a Google search because I wanted somebody creative. You know, you and I talked about getting some sponsorship for the show that would not just be any brewery, because we're going to be showcasing a lot of breweries and a lot of beers, and we didn't want to really make any brewery feel uncomfortable about being a sponsor for a show that maybe they're not featured in. So it came to me, like, why not glassware? You know, you got to have beer and something. You can't just hold out your hands and let somebody pour it in. How much did you put in my hand?
Yeah. Because I did a book about glassware. It's an ebook, and you can find it through Hophead's Head. A little shameless plug there for me. But one of the paragraphs in it was that, you know, glassware, drinking beer, one of the great things about it is you can drink it out of anything. And if you can get it to your mouth easily and it has a bottom in it, then it's probably been used as a glass. But we are more sophisticated now. You know, civilization has advanced.
We're not chiseling our glassware out of wood anymore.
Right. Well, or pewter. I mean, here you go. How's a little bit lead poisoning with your drink? Why not? Sure.
So adds a little extra layer of flavor.
Right. So anyway, I'm sorry.
That's right. So I reached out to Yuri at Neptune Glassworks via email and kind of explained our show and talked about some ways that we can help market his business that would also benefit our show. And he, within an hour, he emailed me back and was like, come down and see me. Let's talk about it. Come see the studio. So we did. We made a day of it. We went and saw Yuri, really cool industrial facility. But also we got to stop at Golden Road on the way back. And through the course of that 2 hours, we kind of wrapped up a verbal commitment to not only sponsor the show, but we're going to do some videos with Yuri at Neptune Glassworks to actually create custom pints and pairings glassware that you'll only be able to see on this show or get through this show.
It's going to be awesome, and I can't wait to see what we work together with and his creativity. I mean,
you got to check out his site. Go to neptuneglassworks.com. Some of the stuff has got such an edgy, but like you said, sophisticated and modern feel to it, with still incorporating like some industrial essence.
Right. You know, he's talking about, and first of all, if you've ever been to an art school, or if you've been in art school, or if you've worked in art communities, whatever, when you go to his studio, it's full of these metal workers, woodworkers. He's a glass blower and bead and warm glass and lamp work, glass work. It was like I went back to art school. I mean, it was so nice. It was the creativity in that room was just blowing. I mean, I don't know if you caught that vibe or not, but it was just everybody was excited about what they were doing.
Oh yeah, totally.
And you know, he was talking a little about their philosophy, this sort of Art Nouveau and Art Deco and industrial kinds of designs that they're morphing together. And you get it as soon as you look at it. You know, they've got these wonderful futuristic Art Deco kind of things, and then straight out industrial sorts of.
Man, that one lighting installation where the chandelier was really glass chain link.
Right.
Man, that's one of the things that caught my eye when I saw his website before we were able to speak in person that really drew me to him. I'm like, this guy has a cool energy. I can tell just by the photography that's on his website. And we were fortunate enough to get a verbal commitment and a partnership out of it. So watch for those glasses and the videos to come out. We're going to be debuting glassware, pints and pairings glassware, courtesy of Neptune Glassworks in Los Angeles during April broadcast. So next month, you're going to see the glassware come out, and it's going to be made available for the public only through this show.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. That's one of those moments, like when you realize that you're making some headway with the show, that it gets recognized and people see value in it.
Right.
And I'm done gushing. Yeah, back to the Prairie Artisan.
Well, and I've been looking forward to. So I've been eyeballing glassware, and I'm involved with a beer pairing event that's coming up, and we're looking at glassware and little snifters and all this. So I'm looking carefully, and I'm always interested and cognizant of the glassware designs, but now it's just that little more of, okay, now I have to make these mental notes of things that a glass, an all around tasting glass really
sure.
Needs
yeah,
because
we want it to be versatile, you know, across beer styles, but still be able to offer, you know, an aroma vessel and, you know, something that holds carbonation. Right. But with his creativity and his engineering background, which we found out during the meeting he has, I think we'll be able to come together between your beer experience, his engineering creativity. We're going to have some awesome glassware. And just for a teaser of the upcoming segment, we're going to have a great night tonight, broken into a few different segments, all with St. Archer Brewing Company. We're going to do a flight night tonight. As well, we are fortunate enough for a local kind of one-time sponsor with Nancy Peterson and Sunflowers on the Square, located in Ventura, California. I was in talking to Nancy today, getting some cookies with my wife after yoga, and she's like, hey, can I send you with some cookies for the show? You give me a little plug? I said, that's amazing, because we always talk about desserts and baked goods with our beers, and we rarely have them in studio. So tonight we have a great assortment. We're going to feature that in the upcoming segments with St. Archer Brewing Company. Again, find us with hashtags beer suggestioneers, hashtags pints and pairings, and you're going to be able to tweet us, send us your recommendations, ask us questions. I'm excited.
In a couple of minutes, we're gonna take a quick break and get resituated here with the beers from St. Archer. Go to starcherbrewery.com to take a look at their lineup. We're doing the blonde, the pale ale, the IPA, and the double IPA. You can't find any information on their website about the double IPA. So we're going
to
do that.
We're
going
to have to talk about it on our own.
Yeah,
then.
We're going to hit that one, certainly. And, you know, Jason's been talking about beer suggestioneers and pints and pairings. St. Archer is doing a flight night in San Diego tonight.
I saw that.
And so I've been using the hashtag flight night. They used it, and I'm using St. Archer, so
we're hoping to just ride the piggyback of that one.
We'll piggyback off of them, and then if they've and so if you're drinking one, do the same thing, and let's just kind of piggyback off of what they're doing at this at a place in San Diego, and maybe drive some more traffic in and out. That'll be a lot of fun.
Sure. We're gonna close out real quick with a plug for our favorite DD service, We're Driving, because co-hosting a beer and food partner. I flubbed that one. We're going to close out. Close out with a great plug for our DD service, We're Driving, because co-hosting a beer and food pairing show takes foresight and planning and maybe some crisp words and vocabulary. But part of that, getting home safe, you know, we got to have a great service to be able to get my ride home and my car home. I trust my vehicle and ride to We're Driving in Oxnard, California. So if you're not in SoCal, find your best DD service. But if you are in SoCal, reach out to We're Driving at WeareDriving.com, as well as Facebook.
Right.
They've got a great service, and enjoy your night of pints and pairings with us tonight, and we'll see you at the next pour.
Cheers.
Cheers.